Oh, yeah. This is not your typical wedding reception, people. This is a Nissan sales event ad. Listen.
Get 0% APR financing on 13 models or save up to $3,000 on the 2021 Altima. Hurry in and fall in love with great offers at the Nissan Summer Sales Event. Stop by your local Nissan store or shop NissanUSA.com. Well-qualified buyer subject to NMAC credit approval. See dealer for financing details. $3,000 on purchase of 2021 Altima consists of $1,500 cash back, $500 loyalty cash, and $1,000 bonus cash on Platinum VC Turbo Trim only. Must take from new dealer stock. Call 1-888-858-8319 for offer details, list of eligible models, and important safety information, N7621.
It's always a great time to head on over to Jaguar Land Rover Austin, the unique car buying experience that you deserve. And folks, of course, a huge part of that is the Snell family. Since 1973, Don Snell Sr., he started this, and he believes this, and they still believe it today. It's a privilege to be your automotive provider of all of your automotive needs. That's just the way they do it. And they're growing each and every day and providing for you each and every day. Say hello to Damon Spears when you're over there. He's the general manager who bleeds confidence, and he brings that confidence through everybody and his whole staff. Land Rover of Austin, well, they're a 9-time Pinnacle Award winner. That's for overall excellence. And when it comes to excellence, how about this, Discovery, or the Discovery Sports, the Range Rover, which you see all over town, and the 2021 Defender, the SUV of the year. If you got to call them, call 512-236-0000. And by the way, when you do go over there and drive one of those cars, it's no obligation necessary. You get to go ahead and drive them and get the feel of what they have to offer you. They have 3 floors of incredible automotive excellence, 25 service bays, and you're going to love it. As I say, when you go in there and you enter that showroom floor, and it is beautiful. You may be a customer. When you leave, you're going to be part of that family just like I am. Come and experience the team at Jaguar Land Rover Austin. Jaguar, no ordinary cat, no ordinary car. And Land Rover, above and beyond. 1515 East 5th Street, Austin, Texas.
Stop putting off LASIK. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is now offering LASIK starting at $495 per eye and guaranteed financing approval. Call 512-596-2020 or go online to schedule your free consultation today. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, official LASIK provider of Austin FC.
At Cordell & Cordell, we focus on representing men in domestic relations cases.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
We recognize that our clients are going through perhaps the toughest time they will ever go through. We understand that everything that's important to them is on the table. Their assets, their role in their children's lives, that's an immense responsibility that our clients entrust us with. And we take that very seriously. We've been trained to do that. We've helped thousands of clients before. And it's our hope that you'll choose to entrust us with what's most important to you.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Austin area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 512-691-1001. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Offices in downtown Austin, San Antonio, and St. Louis.
When people think metal, some people think this. When landscapers and builders think metal, they think South Austin Metals, the go-to distributor of steel products in Austin. Metal edging, mild steel, aluminum, core 10, you need South Austin Metals. Matching or beating anybody's price. No time to pick it up? They'll bring it to you. South Austin Metals, South Congress and Industrial Boulevard. Open Monday through Friday and Saturday. When you think Austin Metal, think South Austin Metals. SouthAustinMetals.com. Now that's metal.
When it's more than just your lawn, it deserves the Kubota Z400. Get a head-turning offer on class-leading speed, agility, simple deck height adjustments, and a quality cut. When you need comfort and performance, then you need the professional-grade Kubota Z400. Right now, get the Kubota Z400 mower for zero down and 0% APR for 48 months or save $300 now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
From the Gulf of Mexico to the Hill Country of Texas, Ewald Kubota is your Kubota dealer.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX-FM and HD1 BK, KTAE-AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock.
This segment brought to you by UBO Business Services. Great people, great service, endless possibilities. That's UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com.
Guests on the horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros now delivers and offers curbside pickup. For info on placing your lunch or dinner order, visit vaquerocafe.com. Mornings with Bucky and Aaron are brought to you by Bud Light.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here? broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Welcome back to B&E, live, local, digital. Catch us on Twitch, of course. E. Hogan taking a couple days off. Rightfully so. It's time to take a couple days off. Been a long, long, spring for him. He hasn't had much time off. And good, his family's in town. He has an opportunity to go play a little golf with his brothers and go do so. Glad to have Trey Elling III in for this last 2 hours. We had Colonel Flowers in for the first two, and awful lot of fun talking stories. I love getting on here. I get a chance to talk some stories with you, so that's an awful lot of fun to do. But joining us right now in the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline is a guy we love to talk to each and every Thursday, too. And he's got some baseball to be played here. And he is David Pierce, the head coach of the baseball team here at the University of Texas. Coach, thanks for joining me this morning, my friend.
Hey, Bucky, I appreciate you having me. Trey, good to have you replacing Aaron. Thanks a lot again for having me.
Coach, good talking to you, David.
Dave, it is going to be I know there's no chance for you to be looking at scoreboards and worrying about scoreboards over the next couple of days, but are you going to be watching the weather?
Oh, I mean, we're weathermen at this time of the year anyhow. It has to be because it's constant, and we've had so much rain, which, you know, in Central Texas you always need rain, but enough's enough for this weekend anyhow.
Yeah, I for sure. Now, Coach, as you get ready for this game going into – now, I, you and I talk a lot of coach stuff, and, you know, you want to be reaching that crescendo, your ball club has played really, really well all the way to the very end. You've had, I wouldn't call it a lull, but batting has been a little bit of a problem of late, and this is the time right now that, well, the crescendo theory is here. Now, this is not Tuesday baseball. This is the real thing. It's playoff baseball for you guys.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, this is the time of the year that, you know, if you don't play well, you go home. And so there is a consequence and an immediate consequence, and it actually ends your season. When you look back at the Big 12 tournament, the best thing that happened for us there is that we were able to play the two additional games and stay in that tournament for a couple of more games because we have so many young players that haven't been in postseason environment. I was looking at our roster the other day, and we have DJ Petrinski and Zach Zubia, the only two that are on the active roster that has played in the postseason. And it's pretty amazing for how this team positioned themselves to have this opportunity as the number two seed and to host without that experience. So I thought in the Big 12 tournament, that was very beneficial to our team to just get those extra couple of games and get some guys on the mound that haven't pitched as much, but also to get those young guys in there in some critical, tough situations.
Have DJ and Zach spoken with their teammates about what to expect starting this weekend?
You know, they're so good at speaking throughout the week that it's not a conversation with me and say, hey, make sure you guys relay this or make sure you relay this information. They're just so good at doing that. So they're not calling a team meeting going, hey, this is what you have to be worried about and this is what you ought to expect and, you know, playoff baseball is different. They don't do that. They're just constantly doing their work, and when they have their opportunity, they're very good at inserting information.
This team really does do a good job of communicating with one another in the field, at bat. Say a guy scores a run, he's talking with the next batter coming up about something that he's maybe seen out of the pitcher. Is that something that you've tried to instill in these guys throughout your course of leading this Texas baseball program?
I appreciate you noticing that because I think it's so critical. When you look at separating good teams, it's the detail. It's the mentality and the detail of timing when you're in the on-deck circle or even on the bench and looking for a balk move or how kids wiggles his glove if he's tipping a pitch or a sequence. All those things are critical, and I think our entire staff does a great job of that. But you can't play great defense without having very good communication, and I think they do an awesome job of that. That's why I love Trey in the middle of the field so much because he's very verbal. and he likes to be loud, and I think it's very helpful for the infielders and outfielders to hear him, and then the other guys feed off of him from there. But being in a premium defense position in the middle of the field, you really like that vocal player.
Coach, in a lot of ways, I've heard an awful lot of talk about where your staff or which way you're going to go when it comes to starting pitching for game one on Friday. And my thoughts, their thoughts, you know, we're just managers at heart, and everybody wants to know where you're going to start. Where does it start? Does it start with Ty? Does it start with Hanson? Does it start with Tristan? To get off to a great start, in your mind and your staff's mind, have you had that plan already and where you guys are going to go?
Yeah, we do. I'm not ready to announce it until we get Southern starter, but I will say this is it's very critical that we don't take anyone for granted, which we never have. I can go back to 2004, and we were one of the top teams in the country hosting the regional at Rice University, and TSU came in as a 4 seed and beat us 4-3, and we had to fight through the loser's bracket to get to the if necessary game, and we just didn't have enough to finish it, and we didn't advance. So that's always been a lesson in my back pocket for about the last 16 years or so, and we'll never forget that weekend. But and it's the game of baseball. I mean, you get a young man out there throwing strikes and the team making defensive plays and then a clutch hit here and there, and you're in a ball game. So the variables that go into it are well considered, and how we want to position that. It may be a piece of, can a guy come back? Who's our best strike thrower? Who controls runners best? And then who's most available? So we know what we're going to do. We'll probably announce that this afternoon.
Yeah, I wouldn't think you're not going to underestimate any opponent. That's silly. That's you want to get off to a great start, but being the number two seed, you've worked hard enough and your team's worked hard enough that when you play a team like Southern, no matter what people say in the back of other people's minds, not yours, their thoughts are you can go down pretty deep because they've not faced anybody like the staff that you have. But if you're the head man, as you say, I'm not getting off to a bad start. I'm not sacrificing that. And your ball club has gone through a certain routine through COVID. You guys have a routine that you've gone through. And why would you ever want to get off of that routine? It's got you number two seed.
Exactly. And the whole key when you get in a postseason tournament is what's the best way of winning the tournament, not just winning the first two games. And so I think that's what we have to view is what gives us the best opportunity to win this tournament. And that's how we'll approach it.
How much does disrupting the order of the rotation come into play with a decision like that as well? I mean, we are all creatures of habit. That's certainly the case with baseball and especially the case with pitchers as well. So do you have to be careful about tinkering with that too much in a situation like this?
Well, no doubt. When you have guys that are creature of habits and trust their routine, you've got to let them know early in the week. And we've already done that. And you can't make a decision in this day and age with the way kids prepare and working around their strength conditioning and their bullpens. You can't make that decision 24 hours in advance. So we're just kind of waiting on a couple of things and some information from the other teams before we actually announce that.
You know, Coach, you have to talk to your team, obviously, about the excitement. I know they've got to be excited as hell. It doesn't matter who their first opponent is. But do you talk to them? Is it talks about, let's not get outside the box. We know exactly who we're playing against right now. We do. We understand that. But we're a mature enough team that it's not about the team with the other color jersey. It's about the team that has the burnt orange.
That's been our message the entire year. I mean, if you have any one of our players, if you say, what's it about? They're immediately going to say it's about us. And it's been that since day one. It was that when we were 0-3. It was that when we went on a 16-game winning streak. It was that when we won the conference. So we haven't veered away from that. And our goal right now, or our mission, is to make sure that they stay within their breathing mechanisms, that they slow the game down. The things that make a difference. You can talk about big picture and all that stuff to them. It doesn't matter. You've got to have them mentally ready clear minds and have them ready to go in the box and on the mound and kind of commanding that area. We want them to be big in the box. We want them to command the strike zone. So those are the things that we talk about more so than, you know, this opponent or that opponent. And quite frankly, we talk a lot less about our opponents with the team in a team setting than ever before. It's much more about a pitcher sitting down with that particular team that we're going to face and look at film with Coach Allen. It's about position players, understanding how we're going to play a guy, if he's a big drag guy or a bunt guy, or he's a speed guy. So that hasn't changed. That's just our consistent preparation.
You know, David, when you not looking forward, not moving on, but you yourself, when you have teams in your bracket, certain teams, let's just say Fairfield, who's won a bunch of baseball games, they may not have played great opponents, but do you believe that winning denotes winning, that what you get used to is no matter who you're playing against, if you continue to win, it doesn't matter who you play against. It's about you're getting used to winning.
Losers lose and winners win. I mean, and when guys know how to win, they don't concern themselves with playing Arizona State or us or anybody in our tournament or anybody they're going to face. They feel, you know, and rightly so, they should feel like they can beat anybody in the country because their resume says that they know how to win. And I think it's very critical. And so that what also makes them a dangerous team. They're very solid. I mean, you look at their numbers, and, yeah, you can compare numbers against the schedule they played, but they didn't control their schedule. What they did do is do a good job of controlling how they went and played the games. And I think them, I think Arizona State's a very good team in a big conference. And, you know, and Southern heads, they're scary. I mean, they have athletes. And so you just got to do your regular prep and trust ourselves and go out and play.
And now, is winning can still, at this time of the year for a team like yours, a number two seeded team, does it still have to be fun when you go out there and take that field, when you get into the batter's box, when you take the mound? Does it still have to be that little boy's game where you're out there to have some fun? Yeah, you're out there to win, but can you not be all tied up and tight inside? Isn't it about having that fun that makes it that natural for you?
No, it's all about that. I mean, when you think back of when you're successful in this game, usually it's the old comment, see the ball, hit the ball, and that's where you're trying to get to. But all that work goes in to get to that point, and then it's go play. And we talk about let it fly. Just let it fly and go enjoy the game and the competition. And, you know, and personally, because of the makeup of this team, I'm probably more relaxed moving into a regional than I ever have been. Not that I'm taking anything for granted. I just trust our team to go out there and be who they are. Whatever happens, happens. But I really feel confident they'll go out and be who they are.
Well, Coach, you have a wonderful weekend, and get her done, have some fun, win some ball games, and we look forward to talking to you this time next week.
All right, buddy. I appreciate it, and hook 'em horns.
Thanks, Skip.
There you go. Skipper right there, David Pierce. Trey, as he said, you still do have to go enjoy the game. Everybody else is around. I mean, the people in the stands get a little tensed up about what you're going to do. You know, we always want Coach and make the decisions that we talk about on the radio. Fans want to, well, you should play this guy. This guy should go on the mound yet. They're not quite ready to make that decision yet. They're still I know they're probably that decision.
They've made the decision. They're gonna wait on announcing it until they hear some other things first. And that's wise. That's strategy. I don't blame them at all for that.
Yeah, and for this group is the reason I wanted to ask him about winners. I mean, Fairfield is used to winning, and you can't take anybody for granted. You can't take Southern for granted. As I said, if you get down some runs because you made a poor decision from the beginning, you know, things start to pucker up a little bit. It's just kind of human nature. And you've got a great seed. You're the number two seed. So you do have some flexibility. And I'm still very curious how he's going to use that flexibility, and especially his pitching staff.
It is one of those things in sports where you're trying to find that balance between focus and being loose enough to treat it as a game versus tensing up versus tightening up and letting the moment get to you. And this team has done a great job all year long. Other than that first series, which they have used as a sort of rallying cry of understanding that even when they get down, the game is far from over, that they have the capabilities on the mound and also at the plate to come back and still win baseball games. And
it's really strange that people say that. They go back to the first. It's almost like I don't believe they even go back to what happened to them. Do you know how long ago that was? Do you know how weird that was, that whole weekend situation? It's like I wonder if they really bring that up to themselves.
Well,
you know, people say, remember the Alamo. Okay, remember Arlington. I don't even know if you go back that far, do you?
They're not going to get too caught up in thinking about that in the moment. But yeah. Greatness and great individuals and great teams, they have ways of inspiring themselves.
Well, you think learn about, from those mistakes.
Well, not just that, but think about the story that was told in The Last Dance, the Last Dance documentary last summer,
mm-hmm.
where Michael Jordan was essentially making stuff up about other people, like what other people were doing to him or how they had wronged him to further inspire himself to achieve greatness, to win an individual game or a playoff series. So I think it's okay to think back to earlier moments of failure as a sort of inspiration. You're right. Lessons should be learned from that.
Right.
You don't want to have a long memory in terms of dwelling too much on it, but to think about it from time to time is not the end of the world.
Yeah, I'd agree. And as the texter says right here, you mean let them hang. And that's what you do.
Yeah.
That's what you go out and do, and that's why you got to be, as I said, a number two seed. Because you just go out there and let them hang, and you play what you have to do. You really can't worry about Southern and how you – you should boat race them and all the other stuff. Just do what you do. Those other things happen naturally. You're just a better team.
Scout them like you have all your opponents and trust in that and also your own abilities. That will help you to help elevate you to a victory.
Now that we've said this, who do you think he's going to go with on the mound first?
Boy, listening to him talk, I'm wondering if it's going to be Madden.
Why am I thinking that way, that he's going to go, he's not going to get away from his routine? And he's going to do what he has to do, because once again, in his mind, dude, we could be up. No, he can't think in his mind that he's going to be up by six runs. You can't think that way.
I think it's going to be Madden or Stevens.
We're not going any further than
one of the two, yeah. And if he flip-flops them, then I would guess that that's what the staff is going to remain. Assume that they can make it to the Super Regional.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably keep things that way next week, too. That's my guess. I mean, that's an uneducated guess. I have watched less of this baseball team than most everybody up here this year.
You know, it's been an awful lot of fun talking to him on Thursdays. I want to continue these discussions with him on Thursday, talking coaching. And yeah, he's got it down. I've said from the beginning, I don't think he gets enough credit for being a really, really good manager. You know, some of the other guys that he's brought in on his staff, people talk about how great it is to have the staff that he has. Well, he's the guy who chose the staff.
Yeah, that's part of his role as a CEO of the program.
That's right. He's the guy who's made these decisions, and I think he's a great skipper. So let's take a quick break, come back, talk some basketball, talk some little football, get into the portal, get back some of the things Griff talked about here shortly. But it's B&E. It's Thursday, Buck Ons and Buck Offs.
Oddly, our instrumentation showing a crash on the northbound side of Mopac, right there near Breaker Lane, near the Domain. And we've got on-again, off-again delays coming up from Camp Mabry to that area. So, again, there could be a little false reading here, but there could be some slow traffic in there, so watch that. Southbound I-35 out of Round Rock near Highway 79, a little slow. Northbound I-35 heading toward the road closure in Georgetown, still diverting you off the road there. 183 Bell Boulevard. Southbound near 183A coming out of Cedar Park. We've got a crash there too. So, you know, we still have some issues here when it comes to backups and buildups, even this late into the 9 o'clock hour. That's your traffic.
Folks, Dr. Greg Eckert, as I've been telling you here over the last couple months, as a matter of fact, the Dr. Eckert is going to be up and running, I would say probably after the 4th of July, after the holiday is over with. Expect him to be back in his office. They're fixing up everything. Everything is starting to look good. It's really, really, they've done a great job over there, but it's still a little bit of time here. So for those out there that are looking for tooth loss solutions, extracting teeth, cleaning, teeth whitening, he'll be back in form after July the 4th for sure. Now, he still has his satellite offices available for you. If you have an emergency, do call him. Do not suffer. Please don't do that. Dr. Eckert can get that done for you. He'll make the right phone calls just for you. But if you're thinking about having these beautiful veneers like I did in just two visits, having your teeth restored, getting that Denzel look and some of the other famous people that I want it to look like, you need to make some phone calls to Dr. Record, because there is some prep work to go before the just 2 days of two visits that I had mine done. And there's prep work to be done for sure. 512-345-3166, 512-345-3166. And when I talk about restoring teeth, this guy has had over 1,200 cases of restoring teeth. That's not a hobby. That's a job. That's what he does, and he really does a great job at that. 26 years of experience in the Austin area. He's our dentist. He should be your dentist also.
This is Scott Crossett with Apple Commercial Leasing. That's right, Apple Commercial Leasing, the home of the unlimited mileage commercial lease and so much more. Are you looking for a smarter, more cost-effective way to handle your company vehicles? Do you need customized work trucks? Are you looking for ways to cut your transportation cost? Look to Apple Commercial Leasing for the quick, accurate solutions. For business owners large and small, the unlimited mileage lease offers you tax advantages, cash flow savings, low to no out-of-pocket expenses, no dealership hassles, and fast and friendly service. From light-duty trucks to medium-duty trucks, even commercial specialty vehicles, buses, even 18-wheelers, we can do it all. Experience the Apple Advantage. Give us the opportunity to bid, and you'll never regret it. Call for free quotes at 335-3273-33-LEASE or click 33lease.com. That's 335-3273. We will save you and your company time and money.
Next Insurance gets your business covered in just 10 minutes, saving you boatloads, all from the convenience of your phone. Next is basically the insurance of your small business dreams. You know, if anyone actually dreamed about insurance. Get a quote now at nextinsurance.com.
It's spring, and your problems with clogs, leaks, and pipes going bananas are still there. You need Hambone. Spring means things being renewed and reborn. Hi, it's Rita for Hambone Plumbing. When you need an expert behind that wrench, you need Hambone Plumbing. Plumbing repairs and service. New plumbing installations, water heaters, and water softeners. A new spring? The same plumbing? No. Call Hambone. Solving your problems for 40 years and three generations. 512-388-7030. HambonePlumbing.com. License number M12470.
You know, on the job site with Flex Power Tools, when you finish one job, it's on to the next. Just sawed through a row of knotted oak? Come on, what's next? Done demoing a wall of nail-filled studs? Bring it, what's next? Finished grinding off 18 years of rust? Flex, it's what's next. When I'm working, there's no time to recharge a battery, no time for tools that need replacing. And to stay ahead of the trade, you need tools that do the same. Flex Power Tools aren't just part of the category, but dialed in to lead it. Flex Power Tools deliver the next generation of power and work as hard as the people holding them. Whatever the next job calls for, you'll be more than ready. Flex, it's what's next. Flex Power Tools, available exclusively at Lowe's. Now through December 31st, 2021, purchase any Flex 24-volt power tool battery or charger and receive a limited lifetime warranty with registration. Visit FlexPowerTools.com and check out the full Flex lineup. Flex is available exclusively at Lowe's versus National Home Center for Flex 24-volt.
At Henna Chevrolet, we don't waste your time with tricky pricing games and gimmicky commercials. Instead, we simply guarantee the lowest price on our entire inventory without exception. Visit HennaChevyAustin.com and shop with confidence, knowing the price you see is the price you'll pay, and it is literally the best price in Austin. When savings and selection matter most, there's only one place that guarantees you come out ahead, and that's Henna Chevrolet. Find new roads. People who like more money like Henna Chevrolet.
I needed to sell my second vehicle in a hurry, so after getting it appraised at CarMax, my buddy told me I could get $500 more at Henna. Sounded too good to be true, but I'd be lying if I said it wasn't the easiest $500 I ever made.
Just present your written appraisal offer within 7 days, and you'll get $500 more guaranteed. Come get your money at HennaChevyAustin.com. Find new roads.
This is Chad Hastings. Sinus and Snoring Specialist is the place that is helping me sleep better, rest better, live better, breathe better. And we've got Dr. Dan Slaughter here to tell you more about it. Dr. Slaughter, Austin is known for its allergies. What are the best new treatments for allergies? Can you get rid of people's allergies forever?
The technique we use in our office is sublingual immunotherapy. Most people call it allergy drops. We formulate based upon the skin testing and your history. Having all those ingredients and a little sweet-tasting serum placed under your tongue daily will stimulate your immune system to develop blocking antibodies. Within about 3 years on the drops, you don't need the drops anymore. You've been kind of officially immunized or vaccinated so that you can be in Austin. It can be cedar season and you're not bothered anymore.
They got me breathing better. They can do the same for you. Call 512-601-0303 or go to sinussnoringent.com. Sinus and snoring specialists. Feel clear, rested, and healthy.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Welcome back to B&E. I want to thank David Pierce for joining us this morning. We'll find out sometime this afternoon who he's going to put on the mound first tomorrow. If they get the dadgum game in, if it doesn't rain, welcome back to B&E.
You tried really hard.
What do you mean I tried?
To be the newsbreaker. To get him to let the people know who he was going with as a starting pitcher first.
I thought I did a fine job.
You did. You set it up well.
Yeah, I was trying. I didn't go right to the heart with the knife. You know what I mean? I did some cold, you know, some little slices here and there before I got right up to the gut and opened up that gut a little bit.
Yeah, you insulted his hitters to start off the interview.
Well, they didn't hit very well. He understands that. He understands at the end of the deal they were taking some pitches. They were playing outside the box. I talk coaching with him. Not afraid to go straight up.
Straight
up was not what they had been doing during the regular season. And at the end of when they first got into the Big 12 after winning the championship regular season, they got a little loose with their batting in the tournament. Did they not? They got a little loose.
It was four games, however many it ended up being. So it's a small sample size. The previous weekend, the bats looked good against West Virginia, especially in those second two games.
As I said, they won a championship.
Yeah, they won a championship.
You know,
I think you should have gone.
Or some would say TCU lost the championship.
Oh, TCU blew it. But it's what we were talking about, and what he was talking about good teams win.
Yeah, and you're used to winning, and that's why I try to throw in that little Fairfield deal. That group is another group.
They've won a lot of games.
How the hell they win that many games? Plus, they don't play on the road. They hardly go on the road. You know how tough it is to play in Fairfield, Connecticut during the spring? You know what it is weather-wise, like Chicago? I mean, how do you get that many games in, first of all? They don't have a dome. Fairfield, Connecticut in April.
A lot of doubleheaders. I don't know.
Gosh.
It's impressive.
It is impressive. And you learn how to win games, too.
Hey, can I give a buck off to the NFL, Bucky?
You had to. We have stayed away from NFL all morning long. What are you going to say, Aaron Rodgers next?
No, I don't care about Aaron Rodgers. That's the dead horse.
Do you want to say Aaron Rodgers so we can say we said it today?
It's the dead horse storyline that Lazy Radio goes to far too often. I need to give a buck off to the NFL for a couple of reasons. One, apparently conversations are already being had in adding an 18th game to the regular season schedule.
How the hell are you bucking that off? That means there was more football for us. What's wrong with you? Oh, you care about the players now, do you?
I care about the overall product, which does include the players who are already ticked that they're having to play a 17th game.
They'll get more roster spots. The NFL and the owners will give them a couple more guys to make it through. Don't try to take
more league minimum guys on rosters. Congratulations, guys. I mean, it's good for those dudes. I think it's bad for the overall product.
People have jobs. There's another game. Somebody at the snack stand will have another job for another week. Why are you trying to take away games? What's wrong with you?
But that is secondary to the real reason why I'm bucking off the NFL.
Okay.
For pledging to halt. Now, I'm not bucking them off for this. I'm bucking them off that they're actually having to go here because apparently they've been doing this. The NFL has pledged to halt its use of race norming, which is a practice that assumes black players have a lower baseline level of cognition in its near billion-dollar concussion settlement. The use of race norming meant that black players had to show a larger cognitive decline to qualify for the settlement. The NFL has apparently been doing this for years now, since that settlement came down.
Trying to get that $1 billion.
And now they're saying that they're going to stop. Thanks, NFL.
It's taken a while.
Are you freaking serious?
Taking quite a while for that.
Race norming. So buck off to the NFL for that.
They're trying to give up. They're trying to get the settlement for over $1 billion.
Yeah, it's $765 million settlement. And there's obviously been a flood of lawsuits, too. And now black players aren't having to show a larger cognitive decline to actually get some of that money, which is a drop in the bucket versus just the heartbreak, the medical bills and everything else that individuals who have played this sport, who gave their all to this sport and now are suffering on the other side to just get a little bit in return.
Yeah, I watched my good friend Tony Dorsett go, who is still going through this and really has really, really struggled. And people don't realize when I talked to Tony, I don't know, it must have been six, seven, eight, 10 years ago when we were at the other station. You know, the place that threw me out without shoes on and stuff like that at the very end. Walked me out the door.
That's probably partially my fault with how I chose to light that place on fire on my way out.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for having me go out barefooted without my briefcase and everything else on the way out. Damn it.
They didn't let you grab your shoes first?
I didn't grab anything. No papers, no nothing. We'll mail this stuff to you.
Ooh.
Yeah. I may have a $1 billion suit there, too. But
I love Clear Channel.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, iHeart.
Yeah, but that was cool. Thank you, by the way, over there for 15 years. Thanks for keeping me around for that long anyway. But when I talked to him originally, he, who always calls me Godbolt, never calls me Buck, he just straight up Godbolt, he said, listen, he said, I'm going to join this lawsuit with the NFL. They need a brand name. They need a brand for all the CT scans and all the players that are, you know, are really suffering right now. He joined the lawsuit numerous years ago, and there was nothing wrong with him. He joined that lawsuit 2 years later. It all started falling apart for him.
I was about to say, I've seen him recently. It's not good.
It was the most incredible thing that I've ever seen. One of the most incredible things I've seen. Here was Tony Dorsett doing commercials, as good looking, as handsome as he was, as sharp and smart. And I would go pick him up at the airport when his son played for the University of Pittsburgh, when Anthony played and would come and play tennis. I'd go pick up Tony and bring him here to the games. We'd talk, we'd go out to dinner and do some things, you know. And he said, I'm going to join this because they need a name. No more than 2 years later, it started to happen to him.
That's sad.
And I started, and I had talked to him 2 years after it started to come upon him. And I said, so I actually had him on the air. 2 years later, I couldn't have him on the air. I said, are you going to, during the course of this interview, he said, Godbold, I can't tell you what to expect from me. You know? If you go silent for 2 seconds, I may not remember what we talked about. Mm. And I had asked him, I said, Tony, how bad is this? I said, you're talking with me. He said, I know you. We went to high school. We played in the Big 33 game together. So we have history together, you picking me up. So I know you. I know, you know, about your kids and stuff like that. He said, but during the course of, he dropped his daughter off to soccer practice. And he told me when he dropped her off, he didn't remember how to get back home to his house. That's how bad it had gotten. He had to go in a parking lot. He had the number of his wife. His wife had to come to the parking lot, drive to the parking lot, and bring him home. That's how bad, and that's how quick that went for him. Then he got better, a little bit better, went back to Aliquippa, Pennsylvania, and started receiving treatments. He sounded better. And now somebody told me he's back to losing it again. I was thinking, how many hits did that guy? You could hardly hit him. But Tony Dorsett was a third down, fourth down, whatever back. He had to block. He had to lower his shoulder. He had to lower his head on defenders coming. He was a proud guy. He wasn't going to cut you. He was going to stand up and take a hit. And that happened to him. That is, talking about sad. He's my age.
It's a different era of football. And fortunately, they've started to treat some of the head injury stuff much more seriously over the last decade or so. But you think about adding an 18th game, which they're talking about doing by 2025.
And I'm being facetious when I say that.
Yeah, that's
a lot of punishment. That is a truly 18 games is a lot of punishment.
But here's the other thing that we need to think about too. Like, what is one of the big gripes with the other three major sports in this country? How long the seasons are.
Correct.
These seasons are 6+ months long.
Oh, and they're asking you to go to mini camps when you're supposed to have off.
And mini camps and all sorts of other things. I mean, if you think about it, an 18th game for the NFL, they would almost certainly have to go with a second bye week.
We're talking about the middle of February now.
We're talking about end of February for the Super Bowl. So we are getting the season close to that 6-month mark. Is there such a thing as too much of a good thing if that good thing is football? I don't know. A lot of people would argue no, that they would want football closer to year-round if possible.
Sure.
Obviously, that's not physically possible. But I think they are stretching the limits of our willingness just to watch random football throughout the course of the year when they stretch it to the end of February.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm going to watch it when it happens because it's going to happen. I'm going to watch it, and every time I watch it, I'm going to be excited about it. I think, as you say, what about the product itself? Is it going to get watered down? But there's so many great players. There's so many things that change in the game of football. I don't think you'll notice that product being watered down. By the way, I thought the NFL did a great job during COVID. That was a pretty good product that we saw. That wasn't a lousy product. That's not a lousy product that we saw the Tampa Bay Buccaneers win a Super Bowl.
No, it was diminished, but only because every sport that played during the pandemic that did so without fans, mm-hmm. they were hurt by that because the fan participation matters at games. It just does.
Yes.
It makes for more exciting games.
And it makes for home field advantages and things like that.
Home field advantages, something weird going on in the NBA right now. Maybe Zay could chime in on this one, that home court advantage has been anything but, as a lot of these teams have started allowing close to, if not full capacity in their stadiums. Why is that, Zay? Have you noticed anything as to why that is? Is it maybe the home guys just squeezing a little bit more now that they do have the pressure of the fans in front of them again?
I don't know. It's really weird. It's very, very weird because you look at the series tonight with the Lakers and the Suns. The Suns have had full capacity, basically, while the Lakers, they're still on their California restrictions, so they can only have about 8,000 in there, which obviously if you look at the series, you know, the Suns are favored, and they should be favored, but now you're the two seed, and you have way more fans than us to begin with. So, yeah, it's become a little bit of a problem.
Well, as I said, am I wrong for thinking this, that whole new norm and all that stuff, it's going to take us a while, or are the home teams, the teams that play with that home crowd, do they even hear it, or is it kind of blocked out like it's always that it's been for them over the last full season? Is do you have to start getting back used to, yeah, they're really for us. This is that sound in my ear. Is this group rooting me on, pushing me on, throwing me energy? Or are they still numb to what's going on? Are you almost numb to the fans that are actually back when you're so used to the silence? I mean, things change. We've changed over the last year, almost a year and a half. Is that possible?
You get used to the change, and then it goes back to normal. And that's hard for a lot of people. On and off the court, too. We're seeing that with some people now who were convinced by the powers that be to start wearing face masks
that's
to begin with. And now that those same powers that be have said it's actually okay for you not to wear the face masks anymore, they're having a hard time with that.
I'm looking at them every day. I'm like, oh, it's okay. But you're all right. You're everything. Yeah. It's kind of good. It's a matter of getting used to it again. Mm-hmm. You don't get used to it in a month when you've been in some kind of environment for 2 years, right? I know we're all human. Think, well, it's just going to switch right back on. I don't think so.
It gets back to what we were talking about with Coach Pierce. We're creatures of habit, and when you get us to change our habits from one thing to another.
Drastically change,
and then go back to the way things were previously in our quote-unquote normal behaviors.
Right.
Some people take to it easier than others do, and I completely understand those that are having a hard time with this return to normalcy right now. The good news is that we are returning to normal.
Right.
I mean, by the time we get to midsummer, this whole thing may have gone away. I mean, the fact that even like states like California, the city of Austin, Chicago, New York State, that all these places are starting to relent and say, yeah, you know what, we can actually start to return to 100% capacity here.
Yeah, I saw the governor of Pennsylvania.
Less face masks here.
The governor of Pennsylvania was going to hold off for like another week, and then there was so much pressure, he goes, okay, it's tomorrow.
Well, I think that's part of the reason why, you know, the CDC and plenty of other places finally had to say, yeah, you know what, it doesn't make sense. If you're vaccinated, you're good to go on these things, because people were really starting to use rational thought and saying, well, what the heck did I get a vaccine for?
No.
If I'm not protected from this thing. And I don't have to worry about passing it along to somebody else either.
All right. Look, take a quick break. Come back and wrap this bad boy up here. B&E, it's Thursday. Buck ons and buck offs.
UBO Business Services. Great people, great service, endless possibilities. UBO Business Services specializes in streamlining workflow to allow better communication within your organization and with your customers. That's UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com.
Legislative advertising paid for by Las Vegas Sands Corp. Arranged by Julie Iadanza.
To all the Texans who joined the Texas Destination Resort Alliance, working to bring 4 world-class destination resorts and casinos to Texas, thank you.
Our plan will bring back billions of tourism and gaming dollars that are already being spent at out-of-state casinos back to our state.
Boosting our economy.
Funding our vital services, like schools and public safety.
And creating tens of thousands of jobs.
While it didn't get done in the legislature this year, our group is committed to grow.
To increase our membership.
To educate all Texans.
And to urge the legislature, please, let Texans vote on bringing gaming to Texas.
To those Texans who haven't joined, please join the Texas Destination Resort Alliance by texting RESORT to 52886. That's RESORT to 52886. Thank you.
Make your internet magical. Visit suddenlink.com today to get 200 meg internet now for only $30 a month for 1 year. And abracadabra, this offer just got even better with a $200 Visa prepaid card. Stay connected to everything you love with no annual contract plus a 30-day money-back guarantee and free installation when you order online. Or upgrade to 1 gig internet and get Suddenlink's new smart Wi-Fi 6. It features a 3 times faster and more reliable Wi-Fi experience to keep you better connected on all your devices throughout your home. Bring every room to life with 200 meg internet from Suddenlink for only $30 a month for 1 year. And for a limited time, you'll get a $200 Visa prepaid card. Visit suddenlink.com for this and more exclusive deals online. For new residential customers, reflect auto-pay discount, taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 200 megs. Speed availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. Smart Wi-Fi 6 claim based on comparison with Wi-Fi 5 experience. 90 days of continuous service required for gift card. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. See suddenlink.com for details.
This is Chad, and we at The Horn would like to thank Total Men's and Total Care for their support over the past 14 months. They've provided COVID testing and vaccines for us. Why Total Men's? Their focus is on primary care for men, and they accept all major health plans. They're the largest men's-focused health care group in Texas and can get you same or next-day appointments. They handle everything from low-T, annual physicals, and lab work to sick visits, high blood pressure, COVID testing, and more. I've personally been a patient of theirs for 3 years now. Book your appointment today at TotalMens.com. Total Men's, the doctor's office just for men.
Folks, you know, I've gone through a lot of pains over the last 20 years, my knees, my shoulder, and of course that back of mine. Now, I've tried everything, massages, acupuncture, cryotherapy, and finally I found something that really works for me. GreenMountainFlower.com, that's the cure. I've been looking all over the place for something that's going to help me feel good, help me sleep good. Green Mountain Flower has the most powerful CBD oil available, and it's unique, and it really works for me. Now, you'll see all kinds of CBD oils in shops all around the place, you know, the convenience stores and gas stations and places like that, but none like Green Mountain Flower. And Green Mountain Flower has the most knowledgeable CBD oil retailers right here in Austin, Texas. It's natural, 100% absorption.
It's water-based,
and it absorbs into the body easier. It's unique and 100% organic formula, and it really has worked. Give a call today to 512-645-0510. Talk to Gene or Elsie and ask about the great products that they have. You'll find them on Facebook and online at greenmountainflower.com.
When people think metal, some people think this. When landscapers and builders think metal, they think South Austin Metals, the go-to distributor of steel products in Austin. Metal edging, mild steel, aluminum, Corten, you need South Austin Metals. Matching or beating anybody's price. No time to pick it up? They'll bring it to you. South Austin Metals, South Congress and Industrial Boulevard. Open Monday through Friday and Saturday. When you think Austin Metal, think South Austin Metals. SouthAustinMetals.com. Now that's metal.
Your friends are hosting an online viewing party to watch the NBA playoffs. But if your slow upload speeds were to make you sound like an evil robot...
Come on, get the rebound!
Whoa, who is that?
I'm sorry.
You're not an evil robot. You just need better internet. AT&T Fiber delivers a faster internet experience with 25 times faster upload speeds than cable. Visit att.com/25x faster. Limited availability in select areas based on Internet 1000 wired upload connection speed versus major cable providers 1 gig service with uploads of 35 megabits per second. Restrictions apply.
The Horns text line is brought to you by Specs. Specs Wine, Spirits, and Finer Foods. You're on the way. Less to pay. Everyday store. Cheers to savings. It's Bucky and Aaron.
Welcome back to B&E. I want to thank Colonel Flowers for joining me this morning. Even though he didn't really have to join me, he decided that he would drive 4 hours from the great state of Oklahoma into our state of Texas, the great state of Texas. He'd come in here and spend 2 hours with me this morning. Didn't have any place to go. Trey, he came in, didn't have any place to go. Could have sat out in his car before doing some business. But I'm glad we got that straight. And he won't be in tomorrow. BK will be in tomorrow morning along with you again. I appreciate your time. I know you've got a big, big show lined up. And, you know, your guest today, once again, you're doing...
Chris Bosch.
That's
2 o'clock, yeah.
That's awesome, man, to have him.
I'm excited about it. Chris Bosch is one of those guys that even though I didn't necessarily root for any of the teams he was on, I always appreciated him as a player because, one, he was a lefty.
And he was a thinker, too, by the way.
Big thinker, and also carried himself in a very stoic manner. I've always enjoyed athletes who are like that, who don't allow themselves to get too high or too low on a given situation. And he is, we were talking about this with LeBron earlier, he is a man of many talents and many interests, and that now includes, as an author, somebody offering up advice to young kids on how to achieve greatness, and who better to offer up that advice than somebody who is a two-time NBA champ, an 11-time All-Star. He has gone through adversity with the health issue that ended his career very abruptly. Yeah, he's a gold medalist and now a Naismith Basketball Hall of Famer to boot. He's a pretty good voice to help explain to young kids what they can do to try and achieve greatness in sports or in plenty of other walks of life.
Yeah,
too.
I look forward to that. And this doesn't look like the day for you to go out tanning like you like to do and go play some volleyball. But I'm sorry, it's not me. I'm just giving you my predictions on what weather's going to be, because I go deep into the source. I go into the bowels of the source of weather, and that would be the Farmer's Almanac, and you people have to understand that. And Zay, nobody laughs anymore. I really don't hear the snickers that much like I used to when I gave my predictions on weather, when I said we'll have a mild summer compared to what we've had before.
We're not even to the summer yet.
Dude, it's June. If you looked out there generally in the middle of May or the beginning of May, isn't it brownish outside?
It normally starts to get brownish closer to July, but we don't get to summer until, I think, June 21st.
Don't naysay me. Don't naysay me. Why are you doing? Why are you being like that? You understand that it's here.
Because when you're so emphatic like you were yesterday when I saw you in the morning, and I'm like, what are you talking about? It's raining all day. It's really sunny out right now. And you're like, just wait until 2 or 3 o'clock. And that rain blows through. And okay. I know what you're doing. You're not looking at the Farmer's Almanac. You're looking at the same weather-guessing app
not.
That I am.
I have the magazine.
And then it gets to 2 or 3 o'clock, and it's beautiful outside. And I'm saying to myself, well, why did I cancel volleyball today? I believed weather-guessing Buck in his prediction that it would be raining right now, and it's still beautiful outside.
Okay, right here in the Specs text line, it says this. Bucky is old school. Bucky is old school. When I say it's going to rain that day, what did you get before the day was out yesterday? What did you see? What happened? Was the day over with Zay? Did you see what happened around 9 o'clock last night? It didn't strike 12. It was still a part of yesterday. Did it not rain?
It was dark. That counts as a different day in my book.
Is that how you start your day? I start from midnight to midnight.
When you say day, when you tell me it's going to rain in
that
the
day.
Middle of the day, I don't give you credit for it raining overnight, okay? And I even had you groveling last night on the phone. Wait,
at 9 o'clock last night, what was the date? It was still the 2nd, correct? When it hit 12, it became the 3rd. What is wrong with you?
You had to tell me last night, Zay, and I was like, what the heck, man? It didn't rain at all today. His response to me was, oh, yeah, but it's really going to rain tomorrow. You were right about today, by the way.
You think it's going to rain?
Well, yeah.
But that sucks. I want to go play golf. I don't want it to rain.
You're guessing rain every day at this point.
Well,
being a weatherman in Chicago in the wintertime. It's going to snow.
Well, look at you.
Is it? I don't know, but there's a good chance of it.
I would say this to you people that don't understand the Farmer's Almanac. Look at your phone today and look over the next 6 to 8 days what you're going to get. You don't need a Farmer's Almanac for that. I do, because that's how I go by my planning. That's how I go by my seeding. That's how I go by a lot of things. I do the Farmer's Almanac. So you need to understand, just trust me on this one.
How are your crops this year?
My tomatoes, I've actually grown 2 tomatoes. I'm the worst tomato farmer. I never claimed to be a tomato rancher.
Okay.
I'm a lettuce rancher. You know that. I wrangle lettuce. Okay?
Okay.
So tomatoes, I actually grew 2 tomatoes, and my little cherry tomatoes, they're out of sight. That's a plus for me.
Okay.
That's a plus for me. And then once Tavo gives me the beef that he has, because Tavo has cattle, by the way. Yeah, don't say what.
Who gave him cattle?
It's legit.
Okay.
He has cattle.
Huh.
And once he goes to slaughtering in the next group, guess who's getting a T-bone? Because of the weather.
Some ribeye.
He's happy about the grain and all that stuff.
Get some beef cheek.
Everything.
How about some langua?
Everything.
You want some lengua?
What's that?
Cow tongue?
No, I don't do that. I don't play those games, no.
You make that cow tongue right, it's as good as any part on the cow.
I barely eat pig feet. I'm not eating cow's tongue. All right, Trey, thank you very much for joining me today.
Zay,
thank you as usual. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see all of you folks bright and early tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Aaron Hogan for Flex Power Tools. Flex is a company whose legacy of innovation and performance spans almost 100 years. And the all-new Flex 24-volt platform brings power output to the next level and features industry-leading lithium-ion and sensor-free brushless motor technologies with 20% more power than competitors, 25% longer runtime, and up to 50% faster charging. Whatever the next job calls for, you'll be more than ready. Visit FlexPowerTools.com. Flex, it's what's next. Flex 24-volt power tools are available exclusively at Lowe's. Now through December 31st, 2021, purchase any Flex 24-volt power tool, battery, or charger, and receive a limited lifetime warranty with registration. Visit FlexPowerTools.com to check out the full Flex lineup, or visit your local Lowe's store to get the unrelenting power of the Flex 24-volt platform on your job site. Flex 24-volt power tools are available exclusively at Lowe's versus National Home Centers for Flex 24-volt.
Your friends are hosting an online viewing party to watch the NBA playoffs. But if your slow upload speeds were to make you sound like an evil robot...
Come on, get the rebound!
Whoa, who is that?
I'm sorry.
You're not an evil robot. You just need better internet. AT&T Fiber delivers a faster internet experience with 25 times faster upload speeds than cable. Visit att.com/25x faster. Limited availability in select areas based on Internet 1000 wired upload connection speed versus major cable providers 1 gig service with uploads of 35 megabits per second. Restrictions apply.
This is Scott Crossett with Apple Leasing. I want to send a big thank you to all of our clients for sharing the reasons that they do business with Apple Leasing, and all of you that send in your awesome reviews. Since 1986, over 35 years, Apple Leasing has been helping Central Texas with the easiest way to lease a new or pre-owned vehicle. The beautiful thing about Apple's simple interest lease is that with one phone call to 512-346-9977, you can learn about which vehicles hold their value the very best and have the biggest rebates. Our job is to find you the vehicle that best fits your needs and your budget. As more and more of you have leased your cars, you're finding out about the challenges of ending your lease. No matter who you leased it from, Apple Leasing specializes in helping you out of your lease. Please call us at 346-9977 and we'll share the best options you have. So if you want to drive a new car or truck and only pay for the new half, call Apple Leasing at 512-346-9977 or click appleleasing.com.
Hey Austin, Kevin Dunn here for my great friends at Bryant AC and Electric. I've known this family virtually my whole life. They're fantastic people and they do great work. They've been in business here in Austin for over 38 years. It's a second generation family run business. They're lifetime Austinites. They're incredibly friendly and they can give you same day service. It is a one-stop shop for both AC and electrical needs. They won the Chronicle Best of 2019, Local Best in 2018, 2019, and 2020, and they work with every brand of AC unit. They have background check technicians, and they can give you that same day service. It's getting hot out there, so get your AC worked on. If you need some electrical stuff done, two birds, one stone with a great family-run business that will give you a fantastic deal. Give them a call or get online. It's 512-328-3268. 512-328-3268, or it's BryantACService.com.
Eric Rains for Divided Sky Roofing and Exteriors. The hailstorms have come and gone. You know the door knockers are coming, but who do you trust with your roof? Divided Sky Roofing and Exteriors. Get started with no money up front. Also, zero down financing available for the deductible or the whole claim. Go to MyDividedSky.com.
It's always a great idea to break out the sure sound of a good time, Bud Light. If you want to keep the good times going, just keep the Bud Light flowing. And there'll be plenty of Bud Light flowing at the Dale Diamond on Thirsty Thursday when the Round Rock Express will be back home facing the El Paso Chihuahuas, and 24-ounce Bud Lights will be on special for just $5. There'll also be a Bud Light Fireworks Friday that Friday, and also on Saturday, 90s night with a post-game concert featuring Zoo Dust. Live music, live sports, and the world's number one selling light beer, Bud Light, the world's favorite light beer.
Legislative advertising paid for by Las Vegas Sands Corp. Arranged by Julia Adanza.
To all the Texans who joined the Texas Destination Resort Alliance, working to bring four world-class destination resorts and casinos to Texas, thank you.
Our plan will bring back billions of tourism and gaming dollars that are already being spent at out-of-state casinos back to